Joe Biden's lawyers block ACLU lawsuit to open U.S. borders. By Neil Monroe on October 1, 2021. President Joe Biden's pro-migration deputies have persuaded three federal judges to let them keep the Title 42 barrier to uncontrolled migration. The September 30 legal win over the ACLU was politely lamented by the various pro-migration activists who quietly recognize that the Title 42 anti-epidemic rule is helping Biden's political support. Biden's deputies are using the Title 42 rule to help muffle public opposition while they boost migration into Americans' homeland. The Title 42 rule is vital because it allows them to regulate the cross-border flow so there is minimal media coverage of the wage-cutting, rent-raising, diversity-boosting migration into Americans' jobs and homes. Also, the Title 42 rule is a public health rule. That purpose helps Biden's people to muffle opposition from the pro-migration progressives who emotionally opposed President Donald Trump's similar and very successful Remain in Mexico program. On September 16, the ACLU persuaded a D.C.-based federal judge to take down the Title 42 barrier to migrants who bring children, regardless of Congress' long-standing decision to give the president emergency authority over who can cross the nation's borders. The judge set a 14-day delay on his decision, which expired on September 30. The administration quickly appealed, and a three-judge panel decided on September 30 to preserve the Title 42 enforcement pending the completion of a lengthy trial and a likely appeal to the Supreme Court. The ACLU executives made a perfunctory complaint at their loss. A federal court has temporarily failed to block Title 42, a cruel policy that misuses public health to unjustly expel asylum seekers, said an ACLU tweet. If the Biden administration really wants to treat asylum seekers humanely, it must end this lawless policy now and withdraw its appeal. The White House is using Title 42 to cap the border inflow at about 100,000 economic migrants per month. Officials let many of the 100,000 migrants cross the Title 42 barrier by excusing them as vulnerable, according to a pro-migration policy set by Alejandro Mayorkas, Biden's pro-migration border chief. Meanwhile, the childless young men and families' husbands are allowed to sneak across the border at a rate of roughly 50,000 per month. The southern inflow is in addition to the inflow of roughly 100,000 legal immigrants per month, and a large inflow of visa workers for various white-collar and blue-collar jobs. Overall, the administration is inviting roughly one migrant for every two American births this year. But this anti-American agenda spilled into the evening news when Mexico's government guided roughly 15,000 Haitian migrants to the Del Rio landing site in Texas. Since the Haitian landing exploded on the evening news, the public's support for Biden's policies has shifted more than 10 points against his immigration policies. For example, a September 26 to 28 poll by YouGov showed only 24% approval and 61% disapproval. The poll also showed 41% strong disapproval and 4% strong approval. A September 23 to 27 poll of 1,099 adults for the Associated Press showed 35% approval, 61% disapproval. In late August, the poll tracker at RealClearPolitics.com showed Biden's poll ratings were 38% approval, 56% disapproval. The declining poll numbers have pressured Biden's deputies to launch a much-publicized airlift of roughly 5,400 Haitian migrants back to Haiti. The airlift, plus a Biden-backed hoax about border officers abusing migrants, helped to divert media attention from their quiet release of at least 13,000 Haitians and other migrants into Americans' jobs and homes around the United States. Biden's officials are also using the threat of Title 42 to help deter the next wave of roughly 50,000 Haitians who are now trekking northwards from their migrant homes in South America towards Texas. However, the promise of an American life is so great that many Haitians, especially Haitians with children, are expected to soon reach the U.S. border, unless Biden agrees to a deal with Mexico to block them. Migration is deeply unpopular because it damages ordinary Americans' career opportunities, cuts their wages, raises their rents, curbs their productivity, shrinks their political clout, widens regional wealth gaps, and wrecks their democratic, equality-promoting civic culture. For many years, a wide variety of pollsters have shown deep and broad opposition to labor migration and the inflow of temporary contract workers into jobs sought by young U.S. graduates. This pocketbook opposition is multiracial, cross-sex, non-racist, class-based, bipartisan, rational, persistent, and recognizes the solidarity Americans owe to each other.